There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Stay well and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. You know, body changes every single day, but the question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to make different choices for your health and for your life? You know, so many people are overweight today. So many people are struggling with diabetes and heart disease, anxiety, depression, all of these kind of health challenges, as we call them. The question is, do you want to change? The question is, do you know how? And we want to do that. We want to provide you with some good common sense information to be an asset, not only to you, but to your physician, to the people around you, to everyone. We want to be a team member to you, to be someone that can kind of coach you along and help you along, to give good information to go from where you are right now to where you need to be. Because the one thing I want you to get is hope. The one thing I want you to realize is that just because you've been diagnosed, because you have some kind of weird symptoms going on, that you can change. You can get better. Life can get better. But you have to know that deep down on the inside. We're going to kick this segment off and go with Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, I'm hoping you can help. I have a 20-year-old son who has been suffering with anxiety, panic attacks, and depression since he was an early teenager. And it just really makes life very challenging for him. And we've tried, you know, this and that, but nothing really seems to help him that much.
Okay, so you've done medicine. I guess you've done benzodiazepines like Xanax and whatnot.
Well, he's done that, and he's been on a couple of antidepressants. He just started a new one. Hasn't really noticed a lot of change.
Which one is he taking now?
He is taking Cymbalta.
Okay. And hasn't noticed much of a change. Is he sleeping okay or sleeping too much?
No. No, he doesn't. He has a lot of trouble sleeping. He has just a lot of trouble getting to sleep, staying to sleep, both.
Okay. Is he, is he under a lot of stress? Is there a lot of pressure on him from anywhere?
I would say that for him, it is a lot of stress. He's in college. In fact, he just had to drop out this semester because of the anxiety. And he's taking a break, trying to get things under control. And his doctor put him on Cymbalta and Abilify.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I don't know. He's not had any luck with medications in the past. And I just thought, well, I caught you on the radio and thought maybe you'd have some suggestions that I could pass on to him.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot that he can do.
Okay.
But here's the deal. He's 20 and he's in college. And
right.
With anxiety, the deal is there's a lot of nutritional deficiencies that can affect brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And so with him, it's going to be foods that he needs to avoid rather than more foods that he needs to include in his diet. And there's a lot of foods that can trigger anxiety. And what happens is there's a brain chemical called GABA, and it's gamma-aminobutyric acid. And GABA is what is actually when it decreases in the body, then it causes anxiety. But when we have healthy levels of GABA, And that's when we stay pretty much chilled out, and you know, we sleep well and that sort of thing. So the GABA, here's the deal. There's a lot of foods that will trigger it. So if you want to write these down, you can do that. But here's a list of foods that will trigger anxiety if you eat them often and the body's having a response to them, like his is. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds. So a lot of the nuts will cause that, right? Cheese, that's cow's milk cheese. Not goat's milk or sheep milk, but cow's milk cheese. Oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. Now, yeah, I mean, that's all beans, too. So you're thinking, my gosh, it's supposed to be all healthy stuff. Well, that's the thing. But you think about when you say wheat, wheat is in everything just about. So him going gluten-free and coming off most grains is probably going to be a big help for him. A lot of research on that as far as anxiety goes. So a lot of those food groups can be very helpful as you look into it. I mean, spinach, you think spinach is healthy, right? But it can trigger anxiety in people because it blocks the GABA levels from increasing and can cause a decrease in a lot of folks. Passion flower, theanine, taurine are all very good supplements that have some really good research on it. Valerian root used to be a big one. And a lot of the pharmacists now, just if you talk to many pharmacists, whether they're just from the more traditional medical model or even more on the natural side, they're not big fans of it because it can have a real strong lingering effect in the body. And I've just talked to too many pharmacists. Of course, they're the pros many times when it comes to how these drugs interact. And they're just not big fans of what valerian root can do in the body. So just steer clear of that. But theanine, taurine, yeah, passion flower, they're all very good for GABA levels and great research on them. Been used for a long time. And when I say research, a lot of that's done more on the European side of things rather than the American side. But all that can be very helpful. Stress management, and he's in college. You know, college is what it is. There's, you know, everything from the relationship side in college to the scholar, you know, the studies that he's having to do, the adjustment in life, being 20, hanging out, friends, all that kind of thing. So I'm sure it's just hitting it from all areas. But if he can get his diet right, really, that's our foundation. And obviously it is, because you guys have tried different medicines. You jump from one to the other, and it's not really doing much. So it's usually habits that we have that we do on a regular basis that it's like throwing fuel to the fire. It's little things that he's probably doing every single day that's contributing to that condition and contributing to the symptoms that he's having. So you change the lifestyle, you change the person in so many ways with their health. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello, doctor.
Good to talk with you, sir.
My situation is with a severely compromised liver. Numbers are all good. I am cirrhotic, and I've been diagnosed with liver disease.
I think we dropped on that. I'll tell you what, we'll see if Steve can call us back, or yeah, we'll try to get him back on the show. Having a liver issue and with hepatitis C, that is a big, big deal. Matter of fact, hepatitis C, one of the biggest challenges, we're seeing it more and more in America right now, and what it can do to the liver. So when you get cirrhotic, what can you do? Well, hopefully we'll get him back here in just a moment. If not, I'll get into for you liver disease, cirrhotic liver, Steve. I will jump on that for you and do my best to answer that when we come out of this commercial break. It is something that so many people deal with, whether you drink alcohol or not, whether it's from a virus like hepatitis C or not. There are some things you can do. Now, here's the great news about the liver. The liver is the number one regenerative organ system in the body. It is phenomenal. You could cut out literally half the liver and it will grow back. It is amazing. So the regenerative capability of it is really great. It's one of the big toxin centers of the body to remove toxins from the body. So we'll get into that. We'll get into liver disease when we come back. And more questions about your health as the lines are open. 888-283-7272.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Or if you want me to answer it in private, we can do that as well. Wherever you live, just so you know, we have preferred wellness providers. These are providers that can take care of you based on the philosophy and teaching of what we do here on the show. Common sense health, but can really get down to the root cause of what's going on with your health care challenges, or health challenges, as I like to call them. And they're in all our different cities, so if you're listening to the show, wherever you are, we do have preferred wellness providers in your area. You just give us a call on the 800 number, and our staff will be able to find you someone in that area to take care of you and your needs, so you can go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Just call 888-283-7272. Same number here on the show. Now, going to the break, we were talking with Steve. And Steve, why don't you get into your issue a little bit? You have hepatitis C, your liver is cirrhotic, and you're challenged a little bit, but what is your question?
Well, the question was that I heard you talking to someone about anti-inflammatory diet, and from my exposure, what knowledge I have been able to glean, anti-inflammatory and liver, are particularly a liver that's compromised, are not necessarily good ideas together. I wanted to touch base with you and see if there isn't some way nutritionally that I can approach either keeping my numbers the same as they are now, which is good. I am not particularly heading downhill with this thing. My option as far as outright medicine goes is pegylated interferon, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and I have refused it. To me, this looks like just a real bad bet from all of the knowledge that I've been able to gather about it. I would much rather use something more holistic necessarily, or something that I can do on my level. I have no medical background, but I'm not an unintelligent guy, and if I know to steer clear of certain foods, to pay attention to certain things, to start consuming new foods in my diet or in a new fashion, some form or way, perhaps juices, is there a source for this information in addition to yourself, sir?
Yeah, my book is actually a really good source. Empowering Your Health is the title. You can get it at empoweringyourhealth.com. And it's a really good resource. It's got the anti-inflammatory diet in it, and actually that is one of the best things you can do for your liver. Because the liver, like I said, it's one of the top regenerating organs that we have. That's the first thing to understand. But the foods that you're putting in your body right now, every single day, every little thing counts. And it's kind of like a game changer. When you get diagnosed with something like hepatitis C, things change, as you know. And it's important to make sure that you're making better choices. That's a key. So your food is going to be your best medicine right now. Now, I'm not a big fan of not doing the interferon, but I support your decision. And, you know, it's your body. You have to make the right decision. So in that, you just want to understand that there's a couple of keys to follow. Now, what have you done from a dietary perspective at this point?
I have simply lowered my sodium intake. I suffered at the onset, or I should say just prior to, incidental to the actual diagnosis of the Hep C, I suffered an ascites. I went in and got that taken care of, and as a footprint. They said that they saw a footprint that looked like I had been exposed to it, and they did further tests and said, oh, yeah, that's what you've got. Well, at the time, this is like, to me, being handed a death sentence. So I lowered my sodium intake, my fluid intake. I started paying a great deal of attention to the quantity of things that I was eating. But I have never received any advice about a particular diet, either, you know, for supporting, as you put it, liver regeneration. How, you know, how can I, what can I do? I've just been sort of plodding along here, and I think I must have had an angel on my shoulder all this time, that my numbers have not taken a nosedive, because I, well, during the last commercial break, when you and I were sort of cut off there momentarily, I ran into the refrigerator and looked at all the things that I can't eat anymore, in anticipation of what you were going to tell me, because I live on junk food, friend, to put it quite bluntly. I mean, I get some fruits and vegetables, but my diet is, I guess, pretty much typical.
It's a standard American diet.
Standard American diet, which is to say the acronym is what?
SAD.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, where mine is. I mean, I don't. I suffer from the other old guy stuff. I've got a little touch of osteoarthritis here and there, which also brought me to this make the phone call, because I love the idea of the anti-inflammatory. My diet, that is, my doctors tell me, you know, don't even take an aspirin, because anti-inflammatories are horrible for the liver.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's a different concept. The way the drugs work on the body from an anti-inflammatory perspective is different. You do want to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract so that your body has the best chance to regenerate good, new, healthy cells. That's a totally different concept than, like, anti-inflammatory medications like, you know, Advil, NSAIDs, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So that's totally different. All right, so here's the deal. First things first is the question, do you want to get well? And you would say, absolutely.
Absolutely. You bet.
Right. So I just spoke for you. So that's why you're calling. So here's the deal. Now that life has changed, now that there's a diagnosis, now that the liver is in this state, we got to come up with a game plan. And the reality is, there can be a strong game plan. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We'll come up with that. So hang tight, and we'll talk about what do you do when you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C. Where do you go from there? We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. 6 tips for exercising in the heat. If you're getting hot wherever you are, which is pretty much hot everywhere, I think, and you want to get exercising and be outside, I've got some tips for you coming up in just a moment. You can check us out online, getwellradio.com. There we can take your emails, make it part of the show. We can answer it private, whatever you prefer. Also, great information at that website to be able to empower your health and your life. So whatever you're dealing with and you want to talk about it, it doesn't matter. So if it's weight loss or maybe depressed or going through some anxious times, or maybe you just need somebody to talk to and get some things out, that's fine. That's what the show is about. It's about your health. And your health really encompasses everything. It encompasses your whole life.
So to go to the next level, you've got to make sure you're doing certain things right. And if you don't really know how, that's what we want to do, is to help you live a better lifestyle. That's what it's about, really. You can get down to all the different diagnoses and all that, but at the end of the day, it's about prevention. There's so many great docs out there that can handle things that are broken and do amazing things. But I think when it comes down to the preventative side, we have to learn what to do so we can make the right kind of choices, so we can go to that next level and learn how to really thrive instead of just barely making it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off with John. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, sir. What's going on?
I just have a happy little story to report.
Okay.
My wife, I thanked her earlier, she's up two rooms over, but she suggested that in order to get our blood pressures down, that we do a simple test of eliminating coffee and Coca-Cola, and some of our white food from the diet.
Mm-hmm.
My blood pressure was like 150 over 90 or something, and she was taking BP medication.
Okay.
So we did that for a month. I did a little exercise, and then we got these really unexpected and astonishing, I mean, maybe astonishing in a little way, but really astonishing results. And using the same equipment as before, my blood pressure is now like 110 over 69 or 70. Hers is even better than that, and it's really over something. We're doing something really simple, and I was just very surprised. I have a science background, very skeptical. Anyway, I knew the things that I should be doing, didn't do them, did these very simple things, a very simple change in the diet with enormous results, I think. And anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even when you were skeptical in the beginning, probably because of the people you've been around, the training you've had, and that sort of thing, it's when you get down to common sense and you realize that the body just can't function well when you put the wrong kind of foods in, it just can't. And so everything from diabetes to cholesterol issues to blood pressure is the body's way of giving you a signal saying, hey, you know what? Something's not going on right here, and we need to make some changes. And so you did. You know, you took some of the things that you felt were things that were hindering you, and your body responded. It was almost like it took a deep, it let all its air out, like, ah, thank you. And that's how the body really responds in these kind of situations. So many times we like to hang everything on genetics, but genetics don't play that big of a role, really. They do some, but they don't play that as much of a role as our lifestyle choices, and that is becoming more evident in studies that we see. So I'm just excited to see you've made some changes, and you and your wife both, and that your lives are better, and that you're doing things in a better way. Now, are you going to go to another level with your diet as well, or are you still just kind of eliminating food?
No, that's the first step. It's an easy step, and now there's more concerted effort, like real exercise.
Yeah.
So I've got to lose another like 60 or 70 pounds or something like that.
Well, that's great. That's not hard to do. You can do that.
I've done it many, many times.
Yeah, it's just about coming up with a game plan. And if you're not exercising with weights, I would definitely encourage you to. And I'm sure you probably know what you're doing, but going with a personal trainer periodically is a real good step too, just so they can give you different routines. You know, maybe one you get a couple times a month, every other month or something, to pick up some new tips and new ways of doing things, and it'll really step up your intensity level and keep your body from getting used to what you do. And your diet is, just remember, diet and what you eat, as you've just experienced, is about 80% of the equation, if not more. So having a really good, solid game plan, eating plan, is going to be your best weapon. So you're already headed in that direction. And the anti-inflammatory diet is a great way to go. And you know, the select foods and whatnot that are in there will really cut down inflammation in the body overall, but it'll also help you rebuild those good, new, healthy cells, which is the goal. So with your diet and exercise together, I mean, that's exciting. And that would make, the thing that's really cool about that is from a doctor's perspective, like a primary care doctor, you know, to know that you, let's say they put you on your high blood pressure meds, okay, because that's what they're trained to do. and you know, there's only 15 to 20 minutes for an office visit. They can't spend an hour and go through some big lifestyle change. That's just not the way it works. So they do the best they can, the way they're trained, and they get you moving on some things. And you come in and you've made these radical changes and shifted some foods out of your life, and you started exercising, and now you drop weight, and your blood pressure levels are down. You know, that's just really exciting, I think, personally, for primary care docs, because that's really their goal. So they could sit down and do a whole lifestyle plan, I know they would, but at the same time, to know that you kind of stepped up and did it, took responsibility, and made it happen, I mean, that's making your life better, your health better, and it's just going to help you so much. I mean, your quality of years are going to be so good. So, man, John, I'm excited for you. Keep it up. If you need any tips or help, you can always call me, of course, here on the show anytime, or email me anytime as well. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. 6 tips for exercising in the heat. This is out of Women's Health magazine. Number one, they say to dial it down. Now, heat is, I don't really like excuses at all for anything. And one of the big things I hear is, well, it's too hot to exercise. It's just too hot. Well, get your butt up in the morning at 5:30. It's not hot then. Matter of fact, it feels pretty good. That's usually when I go. And, you know, get up and do it. Make it happen. If you wait till noon to work out, who wants to work out? You're going to, like, melt out there right now. So get up, make it happen. It's about discipline. And once you create these disciplines in your life, then you'll find yourself actually enjoying. So this interval type training is much better, having cool downs, moderate cool downs. So you can work out in the middle of the day. You just got to be a little bit more cautious. There's a weather alert, they say. Number two, all their volleyball matches were in the AM. This is based around the Olympic training. And in the southern states, of course, temperatures can be just as high as the midday ones. So you guide your workouts on the weather conditions, but usually mornings are best. There we go. That's what I just said. Drink up. A 125-pound woman can sweat up to 2 pounds of water during a hot, long-hour run. To sidestep fatigue during the workout, you should be consuming fluids throughout the day, not just before you exercise. Nancy Clark, who's a registered dietitian and author of Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook, says you're peeing every 2 to 4 hours, and right before you head out, grab a salty snack, like a handful of pretzels. I don't really agree with that, by the way. You don't need to process flour. Not that great for you. Sodium holds fluids in the body, which slows the rate of dehydration. Go with celery juice. It's a much better option. You can chill out, I say, number five, before racing in the hot, humid conditions of the Olympics in 2004, as they used as a model here. They said reap a similar effect by hanging in an air-conditioned room, taking a cold shower, or slipping a slushy. Don't do that. Before your workout, Australian researchers found that drinking the icy beverage an hour before exercise extended run duration. If you want to do that, use crushed ice. Of course, need water, freshly squeezed lemon, throw some stevia in there. It'll be like lemonade. It's actually off the chart. I do it all the time. Stay cool-headed. In sweltering conditions, ignorance may be bliss, but in 2 new studies, cyclists can maintain their intensity or ride longer when they believe the temperature was lower than it actually was. So participants didn't assume the heat would compromise their ride, so they didn't really feel as if they were working too hard. So cool it down. Put some colder towels or anything over you, or use some of the different packs that they have out there to keep your head cool, and that will keep your overall body temperature cool as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. Clint in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Love Tulsa. Over the last couple of months, I've developed a ringing in my ears. It's really bad when I go to sleep at night. What do you recommend? Well, here's the deal. Ringing in the ears, tinnitus, can be a couple of things. And a lot of times, they always think that it can be permanent damage, and it could be. You know, if you worked, you know, went to concerts a lot, if you worked around loud machinery, whatever it might be, it could cause permanent damage for the long term. But if not, it could be nutritional deficiencies, and that's a possibility. So the first one you want to think about is a gluten intolerance or a wheat allergy. And a lot of times that will cause ringing in the right ear. That sounds kind of crazy, you know. But then also in the left ear, it could be a manganese deficiency. What the heck is manganese? It's a mineral. And So anyway, this is not based on standard medical science, by the way. That's more on the naturopathic side of healthcare that's been looked at. Of course, based a lot of that around Eastern medicine. So you get a little bit of both sides here on the show, which is my goal, to kind of show you different things that are out there. At any rate, standard medical protocol, damage to the ears, possibly. And, of course, on the alternative side, there you go. So could be manganese, could be a wheat allergy. At least give it a shot. If it's still going after you do all of that, it probably is damage, and you're probably kind of stuck with it, unfortunately. But give it a shot anyway, Clint. We'll be right back with more Healthy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctor Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If you
you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to kick it off and go with Peggy. Hi, Miss Peggy. How's it going?
Oh, it's pretty good. I was calling about a rash that had come up on me about 3 months after my daughter was born, and that was 3 years ago. So, and what it is, it looks like somebody had burned me with cigarettes all over my body. And when it gets really bad, I start to have migraines. And I've been to several doctors about it and taken several kinds of medicines, and nothing's happened.
Okay. So, the rash is constant, right? It doesn't come and go?
No, it comes and goes.
Oh, it does. Okay.
It does. And I've taken steroids for it. I've done steroid injections. I've taken allergy medicines. I've done antibiotics. I've done all kinds of medicines, and nothing's happened.
Okay, and the redness, is it like, what are the areas that it shows up on the most?
My stomach and legs is where it shows up the most.
Okay. And you've been to the doctors and they just give you some creams and that's about it?
That's about it. They give me creams and pills and nothing's happened. And I've taken all of them as directed, so.
Okay. What does your diet look like? Good or bad?
Right now I'm eating pretty healthy because I'm pregnant, but normally I eat just about anything. I've cut out cokes and everything to try to see if that was it, and that hasn't changed anything, so.
Okay. There's one thing, usually rashes like that come and go, come from the digestive tract, believe it or not. Whatever shows up in your gut, a lot of times will show itself on the skin.
Okay.
So I always say healthy gut, healthy skin. So probiotics are real important, you know what those are?
No, not really.
Okay. That's okay. You heard of antibiotics, right?
Yes.
Okay. So antibiotics get rid of all the bacteria in the gut, meaning they'll go in, like if you have an infection, they go in and they kill the bad, but they also take away the good. There's actually good bacteria that needs to be in your gut for your immune system to be healthy, for your skin, and for good elimination. And if for some reason that gets disrupted at all, then probiotics can be a real help. Now, you get them in your foods such as yogurt, and you get it in fermented vegetables, cabbage, these sorts of things. So a good way to do it, though, is supplement form. My favorite is getting it from foods. Goat's milk yogurt is the best, and you can do it in a plain version. Now, probiotics, doctors have different viewpoints on it, so I'm just going to tell you this, okay? Whoever your OB is, just make sure they're okay with it, and just run it by them. 99% that they're going to be okay, but I just, out of respect to them taking care of you, you need to run it by them. And just mention, because some docs are not okay, and they're totally natural. There's nothing wrong, but just to make sure. And what that does, it puts the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and it
helps with, like I said, with digestion and all that, but it helps with the skin too. Omega-3 fats sometimes can be a deficiency, and so something like a fish oil, not a gel cap, but the actual oil itself. And these supplements are, you know, usually, like I said, your OB will have to tell you this, but you know, research and all that, they're pretty standard, and nothing that would hurt, technically hurt the baby or anything. But again, they need to be guiding you in this. So that might be some things to look at, because you know, there could be just some slight deficiencies in pregnancy. You know, the body's pretty resilient. And when you're going through a pregnancy, I mean, it really tightens up and does quite well. I mean, it's amazing what happens to a woman's body when it gets pregnant, so to protect that baby and all of that. So, but, you know, and it could be yeast related. So you might want to look at, you know, talk to them about that. There's certain medications they can give you. I don't know that that would be the route they would want to go, but it could be yeast related. And if that's the case, then they may want to get you on a specific diet for that. That's kind of typical. So just a couple of things to think about. But it's probably just not some kind of rash that you put a cream on and go away. It's probably coming internally. That's what it sounds like. And, you know, again, we're having a little discussion about it, but that's what it sounds like. And they'll be able to get into detail with you. But I would definitely ask them those questions or give them a call if you've got the ability to do that. I'd reach out to them for sure. Okay. Hope that helps. And congratulations. That's so exciting. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Here's a little diet secret. Small pieces of food tend to be more filling. You can call it the cut-up food diet. We feel full faster and eat less later when our food is served in small pieces. A big psychological component to it. It works with both college students and lab rats. Is that a correlation? That's pretty interesting. Arizona State University did a study, and they said cutting up energy-dense foods into smaller pieces may be beneficial to dieters who wish to take their meal more satiating while also maintaining portion control. So the researchers first tried in the lab rats, and of course they did it on the students as well, and they found that it's easy to fool a rat, but what about college students? They actually did, and those who cut up their food and had smaller pieces ate less portion sizes, smaller portion sizes, and ended up getting more to their ideal weight. So the study was presented at a meeting for ingestive behavior in Zurich, Switzerland. And it's interesting, too, the psychology that goes on with food. No different than the marketing that we see with a lot of the fast food places to kind of lure you in and get you hooked. The same thing is true so much with the opposite. I mean, it's all in presentation, really, that makes a difference, because our eyes do, and our visual senses and olfactory senses, our sense of smell, play such a big role with our overall appetite and with how we handle portion control. So, great study. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.